What is happening, everybody? Welcome to Sanderson Farms Week, the second leg of the fall swing, where we've got maybe a little less than stellar fields, but still some stellar PGA DFS prizes to play for. And speaking of prizes, well, I want to take a second to thank the sponsor of this video on demand here, our partner Prize Picks. They offer daily prop-based contests, and they want to help you get started with a deposit bonus. You won't be dealing with sharks, optimizers, or even mass entries. To get started, just pick either 2, 3, 4, or 5 players available on the board to go over or under their projected scores. Pretty simple, right? I'll give you an example here after this. If you correctly pick 5 player lineup, you can net up to 10x on your entry fee. Prize Picks right now offers games with NBA, MLB, well, not NBA quite yet, MLB, NFL, esports, and so much more. Of course, they'll be adding golf here very shortly. To play, just download the app in the App Store or on Google Play today to make your first deposit. Well, when you do that, using promo code AWESOMO, you're going to receive an instant deposit match of up to $100. Today's board, let's see, let's go. I'll give you just a quick example here of what type of things you can find on Prize Picks. And for example, you'll be able to see something like over-unders on round scores for golf when they post it. But give you an example, Trevor Lawrence this week, he's playing on Thursday against Cincinnati against Joe Burrow, is over or under, is set at 256.5. You want to play in that same game, Joe Burrow's over under, set at 249.5. So all you're going to have to do is click those two guys, pick whether they're going to go over or under, and you're going to get a 2x on your payout there. So there's just a quick example. All right, now let's move on to my picks and fades for the Sanderson Farms Championship in this fall swing. We switched from a 3-video content to a 1-video to get you guys the information that you need to be successful here. And while last time, in my first go about of doing this format, it wasn't the best. Let's go ahead and review. Listen, I'm not always just going to give you what my good plays are. I got to tell you my bad plays as well, because listen, I'm not just trying to create content here. I'm trying to help you guys win. So let's go ahead and do a quick review last week. My 3 fades, well, one of them paid off, maybe 2 of them. Pat Perez and Kevin Na, neither of them really performed well, but I said, listen, you should just play all the Jon Rahm and play no Hideki Matsuyama, and that didn't work out. Matsuyama found his way into the top 10. And the golfers that I did want to play, Chad Ramey, Doug Ging, Cameron Champ, Jon Rahm, 4 of them missed the cut. It honestly can't get much worse for me here this week. One guy I did want to play a lot of was Will Zalatoris, and he came in a tie for 11th. Let's remove ourselves from the Safeway Open. Let's go east to the Mississippi. Play Jackson Country Club here for the Sanderson Farms. And the first guy I want to fade is Camilo Villegas. I mean, 6,700, but coming in around 14 or 15% owned on the first run. And it makes sense. He's been playing well. He's got some decent course history here, coming in 23rd last year. But for me, I think I'd rather just take the salary savings and play a guy that we'll talk about here in a little bit, Anirban Lahiri, at the similar ownership, but cheaper. Decent enough course history, good enough course form, recent form, I should say. Let's go to the second fade after Camilo. It's Patrick Rogers, 7,600, 16% owned. He is playing some of the most inspired golf, going to the Korn Ferry Tour Finals, getting his card back, coming in 6th place at the Safeway Open last week. It's been a good stretch. But for me, it's 16% owned. There are a couple of other guys even priced cheaper than him that I'd rather play at that type of ownership. Plus, of course, history isn't that great. A missed cut here last year and 61st the year before. So for me, just not going to be there. Let's go over the strokes gain rank for Patrick Rogers, though, quickly. 33rd off the tee, 180 on the approach, 92 around the green, and 96 putting. Forgot to mention those for Camilo. Run it back really quick. 18th around the green is his best. All right, let's go to my third fade. It's Cameron Tringale. Surprise, surprise. If you guys follow my content, you know I just don't play him when he's priced up around 9,400, 9,500. That's exactly where he is this week. Coming in at 17% owned, I would rather play a much higher owned Charlie Hoffman. Excuse me, not a much higher owned, but a cheaper. So that's where I'm going to go here. At 9,417% owned, you'd expect the course history to be fantastic, even the recent form to be fantastic. Well, neither are that great. 37th and 16th here at Jackson and 22nd out of the Safeway. That's somebody that I'd want to pay 7,800, maybe 8,000 for. Certainly not 9,400. So those are my 3 fades, Villegas, Rogers, and Tregale. Now, my plays for the week. top five of them, at least on Rabban Lahiri. I already mentioned him, 6,200, 15% owned. And you're getting similar course history that you bought with Cam Tringale, 37th and 45th in his last two. He's got a third place finish at the Barbasol, which is pretty much this exact tournament, just replicated, and get a little couple more FedEx Cup points for a win. So for Lahiri, who came in third there, I think things set up pretty good. 38th off the tee last year after coming back from a big-time COVID scare is certainly one of his better performances. He can get lightning hot with the putter. Wasn't so much all of last year, but certainly in the couple of starts that he did, he putted very well. 117th there, 84 around the green, and his approach is, well, not that great. 162nd on the putting. Next guy I want to play this week, well, he's coming off a missed cut, his only missed cut here in the last 12 weeks, and a perfect time, in my opinion, to jump on him. Aaron Rye, 7,300, one of those European Tour golfers that came over to the Korn Ferry Tour final. Received his card, played good enough to do so. So for Rye, I think it's a great spot to jump on him at 7,300. Less than 10% owned. Many people burned by him a couple of weeks ago out of the Safeway. So I'll give him a go here. It is his first couple of starts on the PGA Tour, so no strokes gained to go over for Rye. As we'll move on to our next Aaron. How about that? First time I think I have back-to-back Aarons here on the video, but this next one, it's Aaron Wise. 8,300 this week for a golfer that I think is one of the best in the field, if not the best golfer in the field when he's playing his best. 13% owned, that's easy. Good course history, 17th and 39th. And Wise really came on at the end of the season with a good spot of consistency. So I think it's one of the biggest misprices on the field, or in the field this week, I should say. And at 13% owned, it's got to take advantage of that. Strokes gain rank, we see why he had a good year. The three tee to green stats, he was in the top 47 of all of them. 46th off the tee, 47th on the approach, 32nd around the green. But the reason why he didn't win three or four times with those stats, well, putting, 174th. However, we saw him switch to a broomstick, Adam Scott, maybe anchored type of putting towards the end of the season, and it seemed to be working for him. He at least matched the field in the time that he did it. And if you've got Aaron Wise matching the field in strokes gained putting, let me tell you, he is going to be in the top 15, top 20 every week, especially in DFS scoring, how close he hits it. So Aaron Wise and Aaron Rye, two Aarons there. And throw an arm around here. You got three names of A starting the plays this week. Now, we're going to mix it up and go to Harold Varn. 9,211% owned this week. Well, I had Charlie Hoffman here. So all of you that want to play Charlie Hoffman, I'm going to be playing a lot of him as well. But given the fact that Varner is basically coming in at half the ownership of Hoffman and playing just as good, 16th a couple of weeks ago at the Safeway Open, I really like the spot here for Varner. In fact, he's on one of my top five short list of guys to break through with their first PGA Tour victory this season. Maybe it'll come here this week, as Varner certainly has been playing a lot better. Look at the strokes gain rank from last year, 86th off the tee, 28 on the approach, 40 around the green, and 92nd putting. That's pretty good stats. And it led to one of his best years on tour. So Harold Varner, I think one of the most consistent plays right now, and I'll be having a lot of him this week. And now the top end guy that I want to play this week, there's a couple of names. Will Zalatoris, definitely interested. Sam Burns, highest priced golfer, certainly interested. But he's a golfer that's on a run of form that when he gets in this run, typically there's a win that doesn't come far behind. If you look at his stats, the course of his professional career, it's Sung Jae Im. 10,300 this week. That's another reason why I like him. I like him just as much as Burns, and Burns is coming in at 11,000. Not too far behind is Will Zalatoris either. So I think it's a good spot to use that price difference if you need it this week. Certainly, if you don't need it, I would like to play just as much Burns or just as much Willie Z. But the fact of the matter is, pricing matters. And with Sung Jae Im coming in cheaper than all those guys, he will be my most heavily owned golfer up here above 10K. I do like pretty much everybody. Corey Connors, Sergio Garcia, they all present good value. But for me, Sung Jae Im is the best. Course history here, 28-2 in the last 2 years. Took the Safeway Open off, did not play. Last time we saw him was over the playoffs. Look at his strokes game rank from last year. He was superb with his ball striking, 16th and 60th off the tee and on the approach. His putting was also good in spots, coming in 50th. But it's around the green work, which in his first couple of years on tour was pretty good. Last year, it wasn't, coming in 144. So that'll have to change this year, certainly, if he wants to win any big events. This week, though, he could probably get by with his ball striking quite a bit. All right, let's go over my three fades and then my five plays this week. Villegas or Camilio. Patrick Rogers and Cam Tringale are the three guys I will be definitely underweight on. The guys that I likely will be overweight on and have a lot of: Amrabon Lahiri, Aaron Wright, Aaron Wise, Harold Varner, and Sung J.M. All right, everybody, that will do it for me here for this week. Next week, we go to Vegas for the Shriners Open. And then, of course, we've got a couple of no-cut events: the Zozo Championship, the CJ Cup. One of those is going to be played in Vegas, and one's going to be played actually in Japan. It's keeping its current status as of right now. So until then, everybody, good luck at the Sanderson Farms, and we will see you next week for the Shriners. Again, thanks to Prize Picks for sponsoring the show. And of course, make sure you check out our new YouTube channels. We've created two of them: the Awesome-O Odds channel, that is for all of your sports betting information. And of course, our fantasy football channel, which of course covers everything you're going to need for fantasy football. So until then, everybody, until next week at the Shriners, good luck. See you on the other side.